From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The Santa Fe, Texas community is grappling with the mass shooting that claimed the lives of 10 people, most of them students at a local high school. Officials have now raised the number of injured to 13. Congressman Randy Weber, who represents a district where the shootings occurred, says residents will lean on each other just as they did after Hurricane Harvey.
We will grieve together. We will love one another. We'll work together. We did it after Harvey, still doing it after Harvey. We'll do it after this.
Texas officials charged a 17-year-old with capital murder following the deadly shooting at Santa Fe High School. Students said the gunman, identified by law enforcement as Demetrios Pogortzis, was a student at the school. New fast-moving lava poured from the flank of Hawaii's Kilauea volcano on Saturday, destroying four more homes on the Big Island after a second explosive eruption shot nearly 2 miles high in the air. That was an ash plume from the crater that went 2 miles in the air. Of course, this comes a day after four people were rescued by County and National Guard helicopters. We have more from U.S. Geological Survey scientist Michelle Coombs on what expectations are for future explosive eruptions like the most recent one.
It's probably going to be continuing to wax and wane over the foreseeable future. It's a very dynamic system, both down at the rift zone and then up at the summit. So we expect activity to get stronger and weaker, and we'll just keep watching and see what happens.
This is VOA News. Cuba started 2 days of national mourning Saturday after Friday's airliner crash that took more than 100 lives. Three badly injured survivors are still in the hospital and reportedly clinging for life. Reuters reports investigators have found one of the black box recorders that could help them figure out what went wrong. Cameroon has again imposed a curfew on its English-speaking regions, where armed separatists vow the country's national day will not be celebrated on May 20th. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports for VOA.
Christians of the Apostolic Church in Buya sing in a church service they have organized on Saturday instead of Sunday for fear they may be attacked by armed separatists who have asked the people not to go out of their homes on Sunday. Among the Christians is Rigo Bendi, a night watchman who escaped from Mamfi near the Nigerian border. He says separatists attacked a local school where he worked as the students were preparing to march during May 20 celebrations.
I heard gunshot near my compound, so I left the compound and I ran to the farm. Stayed in the bush for some days before I ran to the pastor here.
Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Buya, southwestern Cameroon.
Britain's Prince Harry and his bride, American Meghan Markle, married on Saturday in a dazzling ceremony in Windsor, England. It was a wedding that blended ancient English ritual with African-American culture, modernizing the 1,000-year-old British monarchy even more. One of the many standout moments, a triumphant sermon by American Episcopal Church leader Michael Curry.
Love is not selfish and self-centered. Love can be sacrificial. And in so doing, becomes redemptive. And that way of unselfish, sacrificial, redemptive love changes lives, and it can change this world.
The AP's Gregory Katz was inside the chapel and has more.
The highlight for me was the sermon by Reverend Curry from the United States, the Episcopal bishop who really brought a lot of the black African-American church experience into St. George's Chapel. I thought that was very exciting. Also, the procession, it was phenomenal to see them come out of the church and go by in a horse-drawn carriage. The reaction of the crowds lining the streets here was just phenomenal.
That was the AP's Gregory Katz, and we have much more coverage on this story on voanews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.